let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, spectacular reviews for Cloudy Witness, Blessed Assured by Jeanette Jones, called a uniquely witty, entertaining novel with twists and turns that send the readers on a real adventure saturated with God's Word. Creatively stretching the imagination with character appearances throughout the book, the writing is superb. Biblical lessons are on full display, been called a must-read and great for book clubs. Cloudy Witness merges two inspirational stage projects together in a most unique way, with the end result being an awe-inspiring work of Christian fiction. Jeanette has been called a versatile overachiever, an ordained elder in the African Methodist Episcopal Church, currently serves as an associate minister at Allen Chapel AME Church in Omaha, Nebraska, also an accomplished playwright, director, and producer. Jeanette was featured personality in the Emmy Award-winning 2009 documentary and inaugural Ride to Freedom, The Legacy of a People, a Movement and a Mission. The documentary, a depiction of a cross-country bus trip made by college students and members of the Omaha community to the inauguration of then-President Barack Obama. Jeanette was later cast in the 2010 film Wigger, featuring Anna Marie Horsford and Meshack Taylor. Jeanette also has a love for floral designing as well as event planning, culminated into a home-based business designing a company called Make My Day Floral Creations Event Planner, becoming yet another major part of a highly acclaimed repertoire. Reverend Jeanette Jones, author of the highly acclaimed Christian fiction, Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured, and the sequel, Finding a Happy Medium, joining us on This Week in America. Reverend Jones, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I think I'm underselling you as an overachiever. You have really done a lot over the course of your life. Did I leave out anything there? I mean, you're a writer, you're a playwright, you're a successful business owner. You've really, and I think that's what gives you such, makes you so good at everything you do, is this vast experience. You've really done quite a bit in your life, haven't you?
Yes, and it's something just to keep busy.
Well, I think
I am retired, but I refuse to sit in a rocking chair.
Well, yeah, you're retired, but nobody would know it by everything that you've got going. And we're going to touch on the book here in a second. A little more background on you. Originally from North Carolina, you're living in the Midwest now. How do you end up from North Carolina to the Midwest?
Well, it's all due to the military. I married a military man, and after having been stationed overseas, we ended up here in Omaha, Nebraska, at Offutt Air Force Base. And we homesteaded here. Kids grew up, graduated from high school. And so we're just empty nesters just sitting here in Nebraska.
Well, and what a background you have traveling all the different places as you did in the military, now in Omaha. Let's talk a little bit about this background, the playwright, the producer, and the director. And you've been successful with all of those. Give us a little bit about background, how you got started in that, and what all you've accomplished.
Well, to be truthful, as a Sunday school teacher at the church, I started out writing Easter plays, and I once produced The Passion of Christ, and it was carried out about with the youth in the church. And then we had a Women's Day program and wanted to do something in regards to the women of the Bible. So I did write a production called Sister Girl, and it entails some of the very same women that's in the book. That's actually how the book got started. I just carried the characters over into the book. Women such as Eve and Jezebel and Mrs. Potiphar and the likes. So, and then it continued on from 2002 all the way up to 2008. And I added more characters. I think I ended up with like 13 women after it was all said and done.
And I've looked at some of the reviews. They really were well received. How do you feel when you create something like that? You've got a message in with the entertainment value, and you've got people that are really excited about what you're doing and learning from what you're doing. That has to be very gratifying.
Oh, it was. I had people to say I didn't have any idea that was how you maybe say Eve And a lot of time people went home and started reading their Bibles just to say, oh, you know, it's like a new revelation opened up to them. And so they look at the Bible in a totally different manner.
With us on the program is Jeanette Jones. That's J-A-N-E-T-T-E Jones. The book we're talking about, and there are two specifically right now. We're talking about Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured. You will find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Her website is JUSJAN.com. I'll give you that throughout the program. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on, get all the information on Jeanette's books. Let's talk about the concept. Where did this come from of merging the secular world with some of the selected Old Testament figures? This really is a unique take. And as you're talking about, people are coming back and saying, wow, this gives me a whole new perspective. They're actually going back and looking at the Bible after they've been exposed to your plays and your book. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it's just the fact that you read in the Bible, but I know these women had feelings, had emotions, and you know, I just wanted to give them a say, because everything couldn't be put in the Bible. But we also recognize that there's nothing new under the sun. So some of the things that these women encountered, we still encounter today. So the fact that I merged, there's this one character that's a Bible thumper. She really knows her word, and she has a novice friend that's kind of she doesn't really know what entails in the Bible, so she's more like a teacher. And then when they start discussing, you know, like we tend to gossip over coffee in the morning, and they might bring up a subject, and the Bible thumper would say, oh, that reminds me of, she might say, Eve. And so just like you might say Endora did in Bewitched, that character will pop in, and she would tell her side of the story. It turned out to be quite comical.
Well, they did. This is just not sort of Bible lessons in a straightforward manner. It's very entertaining. And people commenting on the humor that you weave into this as well. You've got all the elements there that make this a great story as well, don't you?
Yes. That's what I was saying. When I started out, I thought it was supposed to be like a serious production. And before it ended up, we ended up with all kinds of emotions. We cried, we laughed, and we just had a fun time. And some of the characters, the players, they even took ownership of the characters. When each time I produced it, they say, well, I'm Eve, and I'm still Jezebel, and I'm still Mrs. Potiphar. So they wouldn't give up their character because they enjoyed them so much.
No, it's interesting. In reading the reviews, people really like the characters. They're able to relate to the characters. Whether they see a little bit of themselves or somebody they know, they are able to relate. Talk about the challenges of presenting the characters and the diversity of characters that you have. You've done an excellent job of blending these personalities in the storytelling.
Well, yes. It was almost like, my cast, it wasn't like they were real actors, you might say. It was just that I worked with majority of them. And then I was just like, oh, that would be a person for Mrs. Potiphar. And that person, I can make it as Eve. And so when I approached them, they were readily acceptable. And they're like, oh, yeah. And so when I say directing, I literally had to direct them in the aspect that they had never acted before. So everyone, we were all novices when it all started. But by the time it ended, you know, someone was saying, well, you should take this on the road, you know, do a travel thing. But we all know the cost behind that. So that's probably the only reason why I didn't.
Well, and you're doing that in a sense with the book, Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured by Jeanette Jones, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon. Again, her website is JUSJAN.com. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Come back to that in a second, but I want to, you're talking about traveling on the road. Let's go back to this this quest that you did with the documentary back in the inauguration of President Barack Obama. We've now got a new president, a history-making vice president. Talk a little bit about what that experience was like. I can remember like that was yesterday, seeing the look on people's faces in Grant Park in Chicago the night of the election, the day of the inauguration, like maybe we're going to progress as a country. Maybe we can come together. You were part of that movement. What was that like at that time?
And that was pretty much my thought, too, when I was standing outside the Washington Monument. And I looked around and I saw all aspects of races, genders. It was just like yes. The whole universe had come together. And that's the reason why I was so thrilled to have been in a part of that moment. The bus ride, I'm used to the long rides because I am from the East Coast and my family and I, we would travel cross country to get home. But so the bus ride was quite eventful. So, but it's just the fact of being there at that moment and just seeing, and I think I was caught on camera because a photographer did come up to me and say, I caught your reaction during the time when he was saying his bow, and me and this other lady we hugged, but the lady moved away. So he said, who was your friend? And I was like, well, I don't know. I just grabbed her and so we couldn't really, I couldn't really give him any information on that, but he said, I caught your expression. But like I said, it was just so, like people said, it was just a historical moment because I was saying, and I was thinking, Lord, is this how it's supposed to be when we all come together on one accord and just to say that we're going to move forward and just, you know, just work together. And it was exhilarating, all I can say.
Well, you look at that, and that's interesting. You're talking about at a time in our lives when you would just grab a stranger, hug them, and you would feel good about it. That's somewhat hard to imagine in the climate we live in now. And I think it would be interesting for people to go back and look at this documentary and see if we could sort of recapture that magic that we had during that time period. And you were part of that. You've got the memories. You got the documentary to go back and look and see to go back to those memories. From that, you build on this acting. You worked with Anna Marie Horsford and Meshack Taylor. What was that like, actually being in a movie?
And needless to say, it was my first venture into being in a movie. And you would think I would have been shaking in my tracks. But yes. Actually, I had a real scene with Anna Marie. I mean, we were actually sitting on the couch and conversing. And as I look back, I think I fell apart afterwards after the camera was off.
When you stop and think about everything, yes, I can understand that. It's a good thing you didn't think about it a lot at the time. You were just enjoying the moment, obviously.
Right. And it was great working with Meshack. He was just such a down-to-earth person, and he made you feel comfortable. But that too was the first for me. That was my debut. I call it my acting debut because I could tell everyone else how to portray their character and how to project and everything. But it was on me this time. So, but actually, I pulled it off.
Well, and that's great experience as you're working now in situations with other actors. If they look at you like, who does she think she is? Well, she's an actress that's been in a motion picture, so she knows exactly what she's talking about. And that actress is Jeanette Jones, author of the book, Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured. Talk a little bit about that and then the sequel. What are some of the takeaways, some of the messages you hope that we get in reading Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured? And if we still have questions, that's why the sequel was there. Talk about what you hope we get out of this book and why you decided to do the sequel, Finding a Happy Medium.
Well, see, like I said before, it's just the fact that I want people to understand that they don't have to be afraid of the written word. I actually find it exciting and fun when revelations are open to me. I really think I was spiritually inspired to write the plays and the books. Because sometimes I would be sitting up to like 5 o'clock in the morning and I would say, oh, I got to go to work, but it's almost like it was being downloaded to me. So, And so I wanted to make sure that every character was accurately portrayed. I didn't change anything that wasn't in the Bible. But it causes to see their I gave them a voice.
Yes.
I might say, you might want to say, I gave them a voice. And then people can really understand, you know, just go read the Bible and what you're going through. You can find the answer. And so with the sequel, the reason why I wrote the sequel, because I left the end of the Cloudy Witness open so I could come back and fully explain, because people wanted to know what happened to this character, and what happened to Eve, and what happened to some of the secular characters. So I really wrote the sequel to end up, you know, to answer the question. And then because the nation was going so close to, you know, we had a lot of psychics and we had a lot of mediums and everyone was running to them for the answer. So I wanted to give a quote as how God sees all of that. And there it is in the Bible. So I explored that. And this, and the title, Finding a Happy Medium, is a concept. You can take it either way, finding a happy medium between this or that. Or I put the Witch of Endor in there, because that's when it's actually said about when Saul said, let's go to the find me a witch, you know. So the Bible does speak about such things, and finding a happy medium is just a playoff of that. So I did add some other characters that weren't in Cloudy Witness. But they're all in the same concept. They get to tell their side.
And rave reviews for Finding a Happy Medium, that follows up Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured. Both of those books available at Amazon, the usual places. Be sure to check out both of those. And Jeanette's website is JUSJAN.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What does the future hold for you? You've done an excellent job with both of these books. In fact, I'm reading one review, which has to be what a compliment. The book makes you laugh and it makes your spirit grow. How challenging was that to balance the two as you're telling the story, making it entertaining, making us become part of the story that you're telling, but making the spirit grow and keeping it founded in biblical principles? How difficult was that to balance that?
Well, actually, it's like I said, when I began writing, I started out with the story of that person. And then as they interacted with the secular characters, the women, there was two main female characters. They were best friends. Like I said, one was a Bible thumper and the other one was her best friend. And so the best friend was the one that, you know, she had all the questions. And the Bible thumper would always, you know, like chastise her. Would you just let her speak? Or you know, there's a point where
yes.
The secular one wanted to, she wanted to grab Eve by the neck because of how we have to have babies in pain now. it just flowed. I have to say it all just flowed. And yeah, I'll credit it to the Holy Spirit. You know, like I said, he has a sense of humor.
Which comes across in the books that you and the Holy Spirit wrote. It's interesting. You sort of felt guided as you were writing both of these books. A minute or so left here at the end. What's in the plans? More books, stage production, movies, event planning, and you're retired. So I don't mean to overwhelm you with everything you've got going and still enjoying a retirement. What are you working on now? What's next?
Well, at the moment, when I say event planning, I do work at the event center, and whereby, you know, my business was make my day, and I make a lot of brides' day. You know, I do special tables for them, and I still do floral arrangements, and plus I still design, do a lot of floral arrangements around the house. You know, so I'm not really retired. That's the reason why I said I'm not ready for the rocking chair, because my brain won't let me sit down. And I love being around people. And I keep coming up with such ideas. I was like, oh, let's do that. And so far, pretty much all the brides have been exceptionally happy. So I just had to get out of the house. I'm not one to sit in the house.
Well, I don't blame you. And you're touching so many people, and brides as you read from all across the country coming to you for assistance for that big day. Another book? Can we expect to be able to talk with you another 6 months or so about a new book?
Well, I won't say no, because I never know when I lie down and the book comes in my head. So I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, hopefully we will stay in touch, and you've done such a remarkable job with Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured, and the follow-up, the sequel, Finding a Happy Medium. Books available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Jeanette Jones is the author, Janette. The book available at our website, JUSJAN.com. Reverend Jones, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love what you've done, the way you're touching and making a big impression on so many lives. Thank you for spending some time sharing it with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, the book is Cloudy Witness, Blessedly Assured. You'll find it at Amazon and Reverend Jones' website as well, JUSJAN.com. And of course, more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.